The edible landscape not only looks good, but also tastes good today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
In recent years, growers have been introducing a dizzying array of vegetables that are at home in the landscape as well as the vegetable garden. Leaves, stems, and fruit that are as beautiful as edible. One of the first landscape-worthy vegetables to be introduced was bright light Swiss chard. With stems of gold, orange, yellow, and red, this is an outstanding plant for a border planting. The leaves have a mild taste when harvested as baby greens and is a stir-fry favorite when mature. Don't cut at ground level to encourage continued leaf growth. Everyone loves eggplant, and a dynamic duo for the landscape are Hansel and Gretel eggplant. Gretel is pure white and Hansel is dark purple. Both are superb when picked at 3 to 4 inches, have few seeds, and are very mild flavored. The plants are heavy bearing and the fruit are borne in clusters of up to 6 fruit. Plant's mature size is 3 feet high by 2.5 feet wide. Another plant that is attractive in both the vegetable and flower garden is the Mississippi Medallion winner, Purple Ruffles Basil. The deep purple leaves are very fragrant. The plant will have a mature size of 24 inches high and 24 inches wide. Uses include fresh garnish, color in salad when used as baby greens, and a new culinary twist with red pesto. Purple Ruffles is a winner in the landscape when companion planted with the non-edible Mississippi medallion plant Port Gibson Pink Verbena. These are easy to grow in the landscape and taste even better. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.